You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We just heard from a woman who remembers paying a lot just to cash a check. A lot of fees. Transaction fees. And we asked you, our listeners, to send in photos of your various crazy fees, and you sent us some great ones on Instagram. Here to dig into your receipts and to tell us why we pay these fees is David Lazarus. He's a consumer columnist for the LA Times and a friend of the show. Welcome back, David.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Fees, right? What are these things? I feel like they are out there lurking everywhere.
Well, some of the fees are actually justified by the cost of the actual transaction, and I understand that. But for many consumers, the fees that really raise red flags are the ones that don't seem to have any rational explanation. Those are the ones that really cause consternation.
Yeah, and we reached out to our listeners who sent us some great receipt pictures on Instagram. I'm looking at one from an electricity bill that has some stuff here like the Four Corners adjustment. That's $1.30. There's an environmental improvement surcharge of 0.1 cents, environmental benefits surcharge, $5.42. Then we got another receipt. This one might be my favorite, from a listener who showed us a balance due of $18.27 with an electronic payment service fee of $14.95. The ratio there is fairly bananas. And then you reported this amazing story about a guy who received a check from a client, and yet he got docked for a fee when the client bounced the check.
Yeah, which is extraordinary. It's not necessarily a new fee, but I think many people would be surprised that it even exists. And in this case, the guy's a bookkeeper here in Southern California. A client, a long-term client, for whatever reason, didn't have sufficient funds in his account, gives him a check, he deposits it, the check bounces, and the guy's bank, in this case it's Bank of America, decides, well, we don't really have the wherewithal to go after the guy who actually bounced the check. So what we're going to do is dock our own customer, our loyal customer who did nothing wrong, and take $12 out of his account just because. And when the guy went back to B of A and said, dudes, what? They said, well, you should have known that this guy didn't have enough money in his account.
So you're supposed to call everybody who writes you a check and say, hey, are you good for it?
Apparently. And apparently that's not going to be an incredible faux pas when you're calling your grandparents and saying, I don't know, Granny, can you check your account first? I mean, it's incredible. And when I asked B of A about it, they said, no comment, which shows a lot of confidence in their fee. They told me to talk to the American Bankers Association, which I did. They said, well, there's all sorts of costs involved with a bounce check, which isn't exactly true because it's largely automated. And then they said, moreover, well, if you want to get that money back, you're in the best position to go after the guy who bounced the check and demand that they reimburse you for the fee, which is like, whoa, really? I got to be the heavy here?
What can you do if you're a consumer? You know, if you're one of our listeners who sent us these amazing Instagrams of their bills, what weapons do you have at your disposal if you think the cost of the transaction isn't justified?
Well, there's always going to be different circumstances here. If you're a long-term and loyal and customer in good standing with some business, chances are if you see a fee, like say a late fee for something or other, and you call and bellyache about it, they'll probably waive it. I mean, even the upfront service reps, not just the supervisors, but the first line of defense, they're authorized to waive these fees to keep you happy as long as, you know, there's nothing really hinky going on. Otherwise, the main defense that we have as consumers is to be vigilant, to look closely at our statements, to look closely at our bills, check out what fees are being charged. Don't be shy about asking about these fees and asking them to justify the fees. And then finally, you take your business where you're going to get the best treatment. So you vote with your pocketbook. But of course, that's not always possible. Switching banks is very difficult. You can almost never switch utilities. And, you know, switching airplane carriers, that can also be tough. So a lot of these nickel and dime fees that seem to be built into the economic system right now, well, they're just a fact of life.
And David, all of these fees, I suppose, are a reason that we're thankful for you. David Lazarus, consumer columnist for the LA Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.